From the WLRN Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMatte. The city of Weston is evidently not giving up on its legal fight to enact local gun legislation without the risk of penalties. Over a year ago, Weston led a coalition of officials in a lawsuit against the state of Florida over the issue. The suit challenges a 2011 law backed by the NRA, a firearms preemption law that would allow the state to remove city officials for trying to regulate guns on a local level. They could also be slapped with lawsuits and $5,000 in personal fines. During a Weston Commission meeting last night, lead attorney Jamie Cole discussed updates on the lawsuit, which the state recently appealed.
All of the penalties, potential penalties, are still in place. So we're, you know, as far as doing anything at this point, you would still be at the same risk as you were before the lawsuit.
He says after the appeal, it could take many more months of negotiations before the suit makes any headway.
But we would anticipate it's still probably 6 to 8 months before a decision from the First District Court of Appeals.
Commissioners also voted to support filing a brief with the Florida Supreme Court that would place a proposal to ban assault weapons on the November 2020 ballot. If the court approves that, Florida voters will decide in November 2020 whether to amend the Constitution and ban the sale of certain semi-automatic rifles and shotguns. While thousands of employees are showing up to work at the empty Homestead Detention Center for Unaccompanied Migrant Children, the facility officially shut down a couple of weeks ago. Reporter Monique Madden covers immigration issues for the Miami Herald.
Right now, there are no kids, but there are a ton of employees. And from the outside, it looks pretty busy during their shift changes at about 7 a.m. and 3 p.m. But what they're doing inside is unclear, although some employees have told me that they're killing time by playing board games, dominoes, basketball, and some group exercise.
Madden says the center is expected to open up again sometime in October or November near the end of the hurricane season. Earlier this month, a few hundred children were still living at the center. A tropical wave prompted their relocation. Madden says they went on to other shelters or were released to sponsors. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMatteo.